Jesus answered them, began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, when you got to understand, his name is Jesus. We use the term Jesus Christ a lot. Christ is not his last name. Christ simply means the anointed one. The anointed one. Lord means Savior or ruler. Lord Jesus Christ. Lord is a title. It means Savior. It means Redeemer. It means lover. And Christ means the anointed one. Is not going to say some guy's going to start a ministry and saying, I'm Christ, come and follow me. He's going to start a ministry saying, I've got the anointing. I've got the gifts. I've got the power. I can get you healed. I can get you saved. I can get you blessed. Give me $100 and you'll get $1,000. I'm the anointed one. Give to my ministry and you'll become a millionaire. I am the anointed one. Hallelujah.
If I was not so weak, if I was not so cold, if I was not so scared of being broken, growing old, I would be.
Justin just told me he's in a service with a huge ministry. I won't call him only with a huge ministry. And he began to call folk out, and he called one guy out, and he said, I see God blessing your business. And he said, I see God raising you up, and I see God moving for you. And he said, he said, you're going to be a millionaire, and God's going to double your business. Hallelujah. Wouldn't 3 months later, it was revealed in the church, the guy was having a fire with somebody sitting two rows over. Why didn't the word of God, instead of it been a real word of God, said, buddy, hallelujah, get on your face and pray. The devil's got a trap for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God's more concerned about my soul than he is my billfold. And I wish somebody would shout amen in this place of worship. Hallelujah.
If I was not so cold, if I was not so scared of being broken, growing old, I would be.
Hallelujah. You better watch folks that'll prophesy to you to get an offer. You better watch folks that'll prophesy to you to get your favor. You better watch somebody that'll tell you everything you want to hear. If it's a real prophet, I believe every once in a while you'll get mad at him. If it's a real prophet or prophetess, I believe every once in a while they'll upset you. Hallelujah. Because your flesh don't want to hear the real word of God. But there's going to be a real word of God that's going to come forth in this day. And it's going to be a word of healing. It's going to be a word of separation. It's going to be a word of deliverance. Hallelujah. And it's going to turn the hearts of the real men and women back to God. It's the hallelujah. Can I go a little further? A real prophet, a real prophecy, it won't turn your heart to the prophet. It'll turn your heart to God. A real prophecy, it won't make you tremble at the prophet. It'll make you tremble at God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to magnify the Lord in this place. Somebody ought to magnify the Lord in this place. Talking to, but God's already dealing with somebody. He's wanting to take you where you've never been. He's wanting to tell you what he's never told you. And so God's already getting somebody ready. Hallelujah. It's going to be more than somebody riding through and prophesying to you. If you're going to get more of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It'll just run out on the floor. It'll just flow over. If you're going to get more of God, you got to get some stuff out of you. There's some junk in your life that's taking up too much room. There's some stuff in your life you don't need. There's some stuff stuff in your life that don't look like Jesus. There's some stuff in our life that don't walk like Jesus. There's some stuff in our life that don't reveal the Lord. But there's going to be some people, honey, we're going to get some stuff out of our life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody needs to throw some stuff away. Somebody needs to give up some stuff.